translation. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The speciality of devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is specifically mentioned herein. Lord Krishna is Swayam Rupa, personality of Godhead. And all of the forms of Godhead, beginning from Sri Baladev, Sankarshan, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Prajumna, and Narayan, and extending to the Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Yuga avatars, and many other thousands of manifestations of the personality of Godhead, are Lord Sri Krishna's planetary portions and integrated parts. The living entities are separated parts and parcels of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is the original form of Godhead, and he is the last word in the transcendence. Thus, he is more attractive to the higher transcendentalists who participate in the eternal pastimes of the Lord. In forms of the personality of Godhead other than Sri Krishna and Baladev, there is no facility for intimate personal contact, as in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord at Vrajabhumi. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna are not newly accepted, as argued by some less intelligent persons. His pastimes are eternal and are manifested in due course once in the day of Brahmaji, as the sun rises on the eastern horizon at the end of every 24 hours. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Grupa Sindhu Bayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. Asking for all the blessings from all the Vaishnavas that are here so that I can say something of relevance according to the purport here and the Bhagavatam. I thought I'd begin by thanking everyone for their services. That's the most relevant part of the Bhagavatam. 2017 is drawing to a close. The chapter is closing, never to be opened again. So I'd like to thank every one of you for so much service. And this purport is all about that. Service to the personality of Godhead. And equally to welcome back all those that have been traveling for the book distribution marathon, working extremely hard, all of you. So really, welcome back. And here we are again. Another year of service at Bhaktivedanta Manor 2018 coming up. Around the corner with many things, as you know. We're opening up in January. The school has moved. In case you didn't notice, the Bhaktivedanta Manor school has finally moved to a beautiful site, temporary site, at the Hilton. And the parents and everyone love the site because it's a brand new school. You can't get any better, fully built for them. And equally, that means now that the work for the Haveli will begin as well. In January, some bits and pieces, but definitely by February, And they're telling us that by July of 2019, 16 months from now, we'll all be sitting in the Sri Krishna Haveli. So let's see. So 2018 is going to move on. This the verse in purport. Prabhupada is speaking about the portions and planetary portions of the personality of Godhead. And the famous verse, of course, which correlates to that, Ete kamsha kala pumsha krishnas tu bhagavan swayam. So that famous verse, of course, that is always quoted by Prabhupada, and one of the most quoted verses that's there, reminds us that all the above mentioned incarnations are either planetary portions or portions of the planetary portions. But Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And of course the purport is speaking about Purushavatars, Leelavatars, so many things. But if you go to India, then all of this becomes a big debate. Is it Vishnu? Is it Krishna? That's the big debate. And then it goes into even a further debate that all the demigods, they're all one anyway. Everything is one. Gauranga Prabhu, once when he was here, he was telling of a story of how he'd gone to a new business. Someone had opened a new business, and of course, on the altar was everyone, including the politicians. Everyone was on the altar. And the gentleman was about to open his business, so Gauranga said, but you know who's God, and you've got everyone here. And he said, well, I don't want to take any chances in case we're wrong. So he said, I'm going to offer this agarbati to all of them. He said, we simply have to do our duty and they will decide amongst themselves who's higher or lower. They will do it amongst themselves. They will sort it out. We don't need to worry. So of course here Prabhupada in the purport is going beyond all of these things. And here in the purport Prabhupada is speaking about Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, and the relationships that exist. Krishna and Balaram can experience all of these relationships. He says the other incarnations don't experience to the level that they do. So Giriraj Swami, once when he was speaking in Vrindavan, he used to give many courses there, MIHE courses. So specifically he would give the Nectar of Devotion course. So he said, in order to obtain Vrindavan, it is not an easy thing. How many of us have flown to Vrindavan? We've all gone there, yeah. How many people are going very soon to Vrindavan? So there you go, a few hands going up. So he said, you may have all caught a plane to Vrindavan, but he said, Prabhupada had said, you cannot purchase a ticket to Vrindavan. And he went on to say that Vrindavan is about two things. Saralata and Sambandha. Saralata means simplicity. That you can't enter into Vrindavan unless there is Saralata, simplicity. And one of the qualities of a pure devotee, one of the 26 qualities of a pure Vaishnava is there. And he said the second thing you need to do if you want to get to Vrindavan, whether it's Bhomya Vrindavan or Goloka Vrindavan, he said, you need the second thing, which is called Sambandha, which means good relationships with other devotees, he said. He said, we tend to think that I'll simply chant my rounds, I'll hide from everyone, I'll be a recluse, I'll do all my things, I'll just do my little bit and get on with my devotional service and not worry about everyone else. He said, this is the wrong mentality. He said, if you can't get on with the people that are with you in this world, how are you going to get on with the people in the spiritual world? So Sambandha. So sometimes we've got it a little wrong. I'll go back to Godhead if I'm chanting my rounds, read all the books, I know everything, but I don't get on with anyone. I haven't attempted to get on with the other devotees that are living with me. I haven't worked with them despite all the difficulties, isn't it? When Prabhupada was here and the cottage was at that time was Grihastha quarters. And everyone's living together. So they all came to Prabhupada and they said, Prabhupada, it is very difficult to live together. We can't get on with these people. We can't get on with these devotees. So Prabhupada's famous line at that time, he said, yes, you are right. Spiritual life is difficult. So they felt a little happy. Prabhupada is recognizing spiritual life is difficulty. And they said, Prabhupada, it is very difficult. And Prabhupada said, spiritual life is extremely difficult. But he said, the alternative, material life, is impossible. Impossible. So sambandha, we may find it very hard, relationships with other Vaishnavas, but Prabhupada said, the alternative is impossible. So let's have a look at these two things in the little time that we have. Saralata, simplicity. Simplicity depends on principles by which we live. What are the principles that we live by? And that will govern our simplicity. So the Mahabharata speaks about three types of principles or nitis. They call nitis. Three nitis that exist in the Mahabharata. The first type of niti is called Brihaspati niti. Brihaspati niti was meticulously followed by Yudhisthira. And that means you follow the path of Dharma. No matter what, that's what you follow. You do good only. And Yudhisthira was that. And that's why he was called Ajata Shatru. Non-inimical to anyone. Now, the other type of niti that was followed by Duryodhan. And he was taught by Shakuni what his principle should be, his niti should be. So this was called Kanikaniti. Kanikaniti, which meant that by hook or crook, you get your work done. By hook or crook, you get your work done. Now, in front of Kanika Niti, how does Brihaspati Niti survive even? And that's why the beginning parts of the Mahabharata, there is no hope. Yudhisthira is always failing. I've got to go to the gambling match. I've got to give away Draupadi. He's going in that way. So Krishna, he comes and he introduces a third Niti into their life. And this is known as Shukra Niti. Shukra Niti means that if your enemy breaks the path of Dharma, then you also break it. And this then created great chaos for Duryodhan because he realized that Yudhisthira is not playing ball anymore. Because, and you know, actually, then things became a bit more peaceful in the Mahabharata because they were following the Shukra Niti. And consciously or unconsciously, if we look at our lives, we're all following Shukra Niti as well. With the people around us. If people behave good with us, we behave good with them. And if people behave bad with us, we behave bad with them. Shukra Niti. This is the Mahabharata. So, Saralata, principles. I'm just trying to get to the bit of that one sorted on that side. So how does this simplicity relate to all our lives? If we're good to others, they'll be good to us. Once in a jewelry shop, a man went to buy a precious stone and he saw a very dull stone. And he asked for the price and it was more expensive than all the other gems. So he said, how is it that this stone is very expensive? So the jeweler took that dull stone out, and that's the opal. And he covered it with his hands, and when he opened it, the stone was shining. And he said, the opal has this quality that when it's given warmth, it begins to shine. I believe devotees and human beings are like that. That when you give them warmth, they begin to show good qualities. They begin to shine. And hence that helps us how to deal with people. These three nithis, interesting, in the Mahabharata. The second part in the purport, Prabhupada is speaking about Vrajabhumi. Vrajabhumi. There we are. The original Vrajabhumi. And he speaks about relationships. So Saralata was one. And the second part is Sambandha. Sambandha is all about relationships. Eko Bahu Sham. Prabhupada often quotes that one supreme turns into two on the basis of exchanging loving dealings and experiencing love. For Krishna, Srimati Radharani is the Ladini Shakti, which means the pleasure potency. And for all of us, she's the Poshana Shakti, the nourishing potency. So that's interesting that Krishna divides. And Radharani is the one that nourishes the devotion of all the devotees. And Prabhupada in the purport is speaking about this fact that in Brajabhumi you can have all of these relationships. Prabhupada speaks about that Radharani, she pleases Krishna in four different ways. There's many, I'm sure. But here specifically, he's speaking about four different ways. Anyone remember those four or any? Cooking. Cooking is definitely one. Another one? Dancing. Dancing, definitely dancing. Another one. Often we're not good examples of it. If you look at a photograph of all of us together, dressing. But it says dressing. The fourth one, her every breath, he says, her life is for the service of Krishna. So let's have a brief look at that. First way she pleases Krishna is by dressing herself. And she has a real dressing sense. If you look at all the pictures and paintings, it's incredible. And in the song, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daita, isn't it? Damodara Rati Vardana Veshe. That she is dressing Veshe. Why? Just to give pleasure to Damodara. That's why she's dressing up so well. Srila Prabhupada once had said that amongst males, the peacock is the most beautiful. So that's all of us out, the peacock. And then he said, amongst females, he said, the women are the most beautiful. And then he said, and in some communities, having a long beard is very beautiful. So Gurudas was sitting with Prabhupada. And Gurudas said, Prabhupada, but we don't have any hair. Does that mean we are not attractive? And Prabhupada said, no, no, no. He said, we don't want to be attractive. We want to make Krishna look attractive. And of course, that doesn't mean we shouldn't dress appropriately. If you go to the Sri Sampradaya, Sri Rangam, Rangapriya is from that. You know, if you go there, how many people have been to Sri Rangam? Many people? Yeah, you go to Sri Rangam. But if you notice, how is everyone dressed? The pujaris. Amazing, isn't it? The dhotis, well, you look at Sri Rangapriya here, you can see how he dresses. And then they have these diamond studs, yes? Diamond earrings. They have these diamond earrings and they're immaculately dressed when they're... Or you go to Rath Yatra in Puri. What do you notice with the pandas? Amazing borders, amazing dhotis. Some of them have 10 golden chains around them. And if you look at their hands, every finger has a precious stone on them. So, you know, we think, hey, it's a bit of a, you know, come on, overdoing it a bit. So, Radhanath Swami, when he was speaking to the Sri Vaishnavas and the Pandas of Puri, he said that they have a consciousness that they are dressing amazingly, not to attract others, but to please Jagannath, to please Lord Balaji, to please Ranganath. All of these different things they're doing. We may have a different way of dressing and whatever, and we may take a longer and whatever, but we just have to have that mentality that I'm dressing for the pleasure of the deities. Second way she pleases, we said, was cooking. Cooking, of course. And there's the great benediction she receives from whom? Durvasa Muni, he always turns up. But this time it was a good benediction, and he gave her a great benediction that whatever she cooks, whoever eats it, they will always remain very healthy. And that's why Mother Yashoda would always call Krishna to Radharani to come and cook for Krishna, because she thought, okay, this way Kana will remain very healthy. And the second benediction she received from Durvasa is that you will never ever make the same preparation twice. Quite amazing. A bit like breakfast at Bhakta Antamana, isn't it? We'll find out today. It's the same preparation. It's the same thing. With a little different taste on it. When Prabhupada was here at Bhakta Antamana, he came in. And that was 74. And anyone remember where the kitchen was then? Where the deity kitchen is. That was the kitchen. We all used to cook there all the way till the 80s. That was our kitchen, main kitchen. So you can imagine how big it is now. That's, we used to cook everything from that kitchen. So when Prabhupada walked in, Revati Nandan Swami was there. And he was cooking. He was the cook at that time. So he said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, look what they have done. They call me Kitchen Swami now. So Prabhupada said, you are not Kitchen Swami. There is only one Kitchen Swamini, and that's Radharani. And if she blesses you, then you will make something of substance. Unless she blesses you, nothing can be successful. So actually, any service that we do, unless it is blessed by Radharani, especially if it's cooking, it will not come out well. When Prabhupada was once traveling, and he arrived at a center, America, and one of the Matajis was cooking in the kitchen, so Prabhupada came and she'd made samosas. So the Prabhupada came, and you know, very rarely he ate one samosa. So she was very happy. He ate a second one. And she was frying. She fried some more hot ones. He ate a third one. Fourth one. So she thought, wow, Prabhupada is eating my samosas. So then she thought, let me ask Prabhupada. Prabhupada, who is your favorite cook in ISKCON? So then Prabhupada took a fifth samosa. And he looked at her and he said, me, I am my favorite cook in ISKCON. So Prabhupada wasn't unhappy with the cooking, but he was just making the point, don't become too proud. Don't become too proud. You're not cooking, it's Radharani who's blessing you, and that's why you're able to make some good items. No other way. I think sometimes when we read purports and whenever we hear these stories, it puts us in our place. It puts us in our place. It reminds us of who we are, what we're doing here. I think that's always an important part. Third way she pleases, someone said, dancing. Dancing, of course. I think Sutapa quotes in his book, Friedrich Nietzsche, he said, if I knew that God was a person who danced, I would believe in him. Something of that nature. So Radharani, of course, is dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. When Yamuna Devi was organizing the deities for the Krishna Balaram temple, she asked Prabhupada that now we are going to order the deities, Radhasham Sundar. How should Radharani look? So then it's the only one time that Prabhupada actually posed. He got up and he said to Yamuna, he pointed like this, he said, she is like this. And then he described. He got up and he posed like that. And he mentioned to her that she is standing like this, but actually it's not standing, she's dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. And he went on then to say, he said, ISKCON is only running because she is pleasing Krishna by her dancing. The day she stops dancing, everything will be finished. The fourth item we mentioned. Last one. Yeah, and she gives her entire existence to the service of Krishna. And we see that in many verses, Padyavali, Rupa Goswami mentioned so many verses of how she gives everything, her every breath, her existence for the service of Krishna. And Rupa Goswami reminds us that's what we're meant to be doing, giving our every breath for the service of Krishna. And Prabhupada then speaks about how Radharani is always first. Isn't it? He said, when we chant Hare Krishna, Jaya Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda. He says, when we say Hare, Hare refers to Radharani. Isn't it? And even if you look at, what does Krishna say? He's of months. In the Gita, of months I am. Margasesha. And that's November, December. Margasesha is November, December. This is Margasesha. And Kartik is also not just the month of Dhammadites, Radharani's month, Kartika. So even in months, Radharani comes before Krishna. She comes before Krishna. And she Radha Gokulananda, she's always first. All the deities, Radha Shama Sundar, always first. There's only one deity where Krishna comes first. Anyone know that one? In Chicago, when Prabhupada installed the deities, he called them Kishore Kishori. So then the devotee said to him, how is it that Krishna is first in this time and Radharani is second? And Prabhupada said, he said, this time the best is left till the last. The best comes last, he said. So so that's all about sambandha, the relationships, how to develop our relationships. So and relationships between all of us, these are important things. We've all just been out during Christmas. And we will still be out there during Christmas. And what's the most prominent thing that happens to you when you're on the high street? Anyone? During Christmas? What do you hear? Songs, isn't it? High streets are all blaring with Christmas songs. Very rarely a carol. It's Christmas songs that are going on, isn't it? And all the songs are the old songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And they're all about, he broke my heart, and she broke my heart. They haven't, you know, it's the same songs. It's about those songs. And Sudhabha was speaking about that in Gita Jayanti. He said, Christmas is when you hear all of these songs. And really, this is all about relationships. And really, this shows how we are created and constituted for experiencing and exchanging love. Even the Christmas songs speak about this. Can you imagine how much people expand for pleasure, for love. Christmas is on in America. Just in the 3 days running up to Christmas, they spend $3 trillion just to experience relationships. It's all about relationships at the end of the day. I'm buying this for this person. $3 trillion. That's like the GDP of the whole of Europe or something. $3 trillion, you know? But that's what they spend in 3 days. And I was looking up some bits and pieces. You know, how many saris do you all have? It's a question. You might not know because you may not have counted them. Anyone? 10, 20, 30, whatever it is, you know, whatever saris we have. Dhotis, I mean, I can ask at this end, but it's not so relevant for this example I'm giving. one. And they all look the same, yeah. The former chief minister of Tamil Nadu. Anyone remember her? Jayalalitha. Jayalalitha. You remember Jayalalitha? You know, when she passed away, they had an article in the newspaper. And she had 10,500 saris. Imagine that. 10,000, because she had all these storerooms in her estate, and they thought people live in them, but they were just saris. Saris, imagine that. And she had 750 pairs of shoes. Two per day, you know? Two per day. Can have. But that's nothing compared to the former Prime Minister of, or is it President of Philippines, his wife, Imelda Marcos. She still has, 3,000 pairs of shoes. I mean, that's more than what we fit in our shoe room. Five times the size. Our shoe rooms is only about 900, I think. So imagine 3,500 pairs of shoes. I think, you know, I mean, you probably need a Virat Rupa to try all of those on, you know? You couldn't get very far. But this is all about experiencing relationships. And people don't, they try all these different things to try and do it. The Sultan of Brunei, what's his name? Anyone? I can't remember either. Anyone? He has a collection. And his, you know, everyone has different things. So his thing is cars. And he has 5,000 cars in his collection. 750 are limited editions. So that means those 750 are nothing less than $1 million each. Because they're limited editions. And the most expensive one that he has, which you might be after, is entirely made of gold. All of this is about rasa, relationships. Some look through saris, some look through shoes, and some look through cars. But it's all about rasa. They're trying to experience relationships through these things. I go to many weddings and I give some talks. So I thought of five important principles for relationships for 2018 that we could ponder on. Ponder on. We can work on these things. Five things. And the first one is really from what I spoke about, the Niti, Mahabharat Niti. The first one is to appreciate the good. Try and do that in others. Appreciate that one thing that person has that's good and magnified. Often, we're just looking at the bad. We're just looking at the bad, but we're not appreciating that one item. As the Vishnu Sahasranam says, Nimisha Animisha, the Lord whose eyes are closed, the Lord whose eyes are open. And there's different purports given why the Lord closes his eyes, because he doesn't want to see the faults of his devotees. And why does Jagannath open his eyes? He wants to see that one good quality that you have. So appreciate the good. Okay, try that one. Second one, encourage the potential. Everyone has so much potential. You see that one thing that you can fan. Encourage that potential in others. Third one, we're all different. Respect the difference. As long as they're not deviation, you can respect the difference. Fourthly, tolerate the unchangeable. Some things people have are what they are. You know, I think some things we understand in Krishna consciousness when we come in. Prasadam, kirtan, deities. Some things you understand after about 25 years. And some things, and some people you'll only understand when you go back to the spiritual world. Not possible. Not possible to understand them. So you have to tolerate the unchangeable. And finally, the last one for relationships is forgive the mistakes. Forgive the mistakes. I think all of us make mistakes every day. I make hundreds. And if people didn't forgive me, how would I go on? So forgiving mistakes. So some very simple thoughts. Appreciating the good in others. Encouraging their potential. Respecting their difference. Tolerating the unchangeable. And forgiving the mistakes. Sambandha. Just trying to relate to sambandha there. So I think when our Krishna consciousness is nourished, in our experience of Krishna consciousness, very deep, then the gate of Vrindavan will be open for us. Sharalata, simplicity, and sambandha. Relationship with the community of devotees, service. And relationships is all about service at the end of the day. When we can serve, that's a real relationship. Prabhupada had once said, he said, the real purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to go and join Krishna on the banks of the river Jamuna and eat a laddu from his tiffin, which was packed by Mother Yashoda. One statement, he said, the ultimate reason for the Krishna consciousness movement is that, he said, that we can go and join Krishna on the banks of the Jamuna and have a laddu from his tiffin that was packed by Mother Yashoda. So of course we might be a long way from that. We have some practical services that we all do here in our Krishna consciousness on a daily basis. And 2018 is coming up. People have loads of resolutions, but actually they're all gone by the 5th of January, you know. So for us, we have a whole Bhagavatam that we may want to read. Develop our relationship with other devotees, to improve them, to get somewhere, to achieve some targets in our book distribution, to go out on Harinams, whatever we want to do. These are all things that we want to do. And these are good things. Prabhupada was always like that, targets. He didn't believe in ethereality, targets. This is what we're doing tomorrow. And every day he would have targets. This is what we want to achieve tomorrow. So targets are good things. Good things. If you don't achieve them, you don't. But when you don't have them, you don't try very hard. I want to get there for Mangalati every week. It's a target. It's, well, I'll try if I get there. So 2017 will be remembered because it was the 1,000th anniversary of the birth of Ramanujacharya. We're coming to a close on that. But for all of us here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, it will be remembered by the passing away of Mother Kalangana. She was the example of what Prabhupada is speaking about here. Saralata and Sambandha. So 2017, we can remember her. We can appreciate the devotees and their service in 2017. And speaking of that, Radha Kanta Prabhu, thank you very much for your service at the Bhakti Center. Tremendous service that you put together. And thank you, Mataji, for coming over to work in the Gurukul here with us. Thank you for being with us as well. Tremendous service for the community. And each one of us, we have whatever we're doing. And that's our service. And we don't need to worry that the others don't know. Ultimately, as Prabhupada said, it is between you and Krishna. But the devotees and the Vaishnavas do matter very much. So there's you, Krishna, and the Vaishnavas are right in the middle as well. So developing that mood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you.